This is the Outsource Accelerator Podcast, exploring business and outsourcing mastery. Let's do it. Welcome back to another episode of the Outsource Accelerator Podcast. My name is Derek Gallimore, and I'm joined today by Chad Davis. We were previously joined by Chad Davis on episode 59, so if you want to go and hear his full backstory, then I suggest or encourage you to go and listen to that. Chad is a fitness and lifestyle guru, and he is on a mission to change the health status of the Philippines. So there is, in outsourcing, there's a lot of downside in that there's quite a few unhealthy people in the zone. The shift work, the sedentary lifestyle, all counts against people really living to their fullest. So Chad is on a mission to change this, and he works with individuals and corporates alike. So really interesting conversation, and relevant if you have a team here or are looking to build a team or even want to improve the health of yourself or your team wherever you are. So enjoy this. If you want the show notes or to get in touch with Chad, go to outsourceaccelerator.com/74. Okay, so really excited to be joined again by Chad Davis. He is a health expert, and he has been living in the Philippines now for 17 years and is taking on the Philippines and making them a healthier, happier people. Hi, Chad.
Hi there. Great to be here.
Thank you. And really, I would like to connect the dots now. A lot of this podcast is about outsourcing. Now, I see a huge amount of benefit in bringing outsourcing to the Philippines. It generates a middle class. It generates better education. But there are also downsides. They're spending a lot of time in front of monitors and very sedentary lifestyle. And there's also shift work. So there's a few downsides to it. And you're trying to change all that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So paint me a picture. We, in our last podcast, we outlined how you are trying to change things. What have you seen approaching outsourcing, and what do you see as the major hurdles and problems first?
Great. Well, I think we all know that the Filipino has a great heart. You know, you've seen it as well.
Yeah.
Their English is good, and they are hard workers. But again, if you look at a challenge, it might be you can only work so hard if you're healthy. So if you're not healthy, then you might call in sick. Or maybe you have to call in sick because your mum had to go to hospital. So I really think that's one of the crises in the world, actually, in Australia, in the US, and in the Philippines. So I really believe in outsourcing exactly like you do. But wouldn't we like to optimize our own health and that of our employees? Because then you've got an employee that has a better mood.
Mm.
They can strategize and create, solve problems in a better way. They won't call in sick because they're healthy, so therefore they don't need to be sick. So then there's many different ways that we can help that environment and make it what might appear to be an unhealthy environment, but we can make it a healthier environment. And I think that's the obligation of the employer, is to create that environment. And like you said last time, it's that knowledge is the key. Mm. Because if we didn't know better, well, we can't change anything.
And you do, you know, having had a lot of staffing and employees in the Philippines, there is a higher sick leave rate, isn't there? And as you say, it's their own health, it's the health of their children, it's the health of their parents and also their extended families. Okay. But when all that combines, there is quite a lot of sick leave. So it's probably something that should be more closely attended to by outsourcing.
It has to be. Even 17 years ago, I was F&B director at Intercontinental Manila, which isn't here anymore.
Mm.
But even then, hypertension, diabetes, obesity was very big. Now, we haven't improved at all.
Mm.
You know, despite advances in technology and everything else, so many resources being put into these areas, we're sicker than we've ever been. So really, and then earning more money is great, but health is wealth.
Mm.
So yeah, I think if you can really help people to be healthier, you're helping their body, you're helping their brain, you help their mood. But once they've helped themselves, they can help their family. And again, that's the beauty. You know,
how do you rate their insight into what is healthy and the motivation to be healthy in an outsourcing setting versus a corporate setting in Australia or the US?
Well, I think their motivation is huge. Everyone at the core wants to be healthy. But the knowledge, unfortunately, in Australia and here, it's very low because of mixed messages. You know, telling us to go to the gym, saying that healthy whole grains, drink Gatorade, you know, do all of these mixed messages. So I have some clients that I say to them, whatever you've done is clearly wrong because you're sick. Do opposite. And that means eat high fat. Don't exercise. Go into the sun. You know, maybe use a standing up desk like you mentioned. Go to bed a little bit earlier. So people, but at the end of the day, it's really not rocket science. People want to know the right way, but there's so many vested interests to keep us a bit blinded.
And there's so many conflicting messages. Yeah, it really is. It's difficult to unpick
what is
the right way.
Yep.
And then there's also so many luring, you know, it's nice to have a pizza and beer at the end of the week, but it's not good for you.
Yeah. It is. And I think that's why I'm so optimistic about what's happening. Because if somebody does set up a business here, and if you educate your workforce properly, they will follow. I've seen it so many times. And of course, maybe somebody follows at 50%, but there's some who will be 100%. But the 50%, you can gradually improve. So everybody wants to be healthy, and they want their family to be healthy. Because the Filipino is very big on family. So there's always a lure or a way. So it's just a matter of presenting it in the right way. And the Filipino, absolutely, they get it once it's explained.
So I'm an absolute fan of the work you do, and you are having a huge reach and a huge impact here, and you've got a big social media following. I've seen a lot of your successes on social media, and in the show notes as well, we will provide all of your contact details.
Thanks.
But how do you work with people? You work, you know, with the poor, with the wealthy,
yeah,
with the CEOs, with the workers, and you also work with teams as well, yeah, outsourcing teams. So how do you do that?
Yeah, I'll give you a quick example of six employees in a company in near Rojas Boulevard. They're hospitality management experts. Between the six of them, they've already lost in 4 months 150 pounds. Their work performance is elevated, their confidence, which of course is then translated to their own colleagues, plus the people they work with, their clients. They see that this person is more dynamic. They see this person looks better. But what happened was, it was a simple matter of education, and our next seminar will actually incorporate their families. So it's always a matter of just continual education. But so what I do is I go in and I make sure that they understand the roadmap. This is how to live better. Just simply make some changes. And then it's a matter of motivation. And once they feel it themselves, they almost get addicted to this natural high, to the right way. So it's a positive feedback loop. Because people are really tired of being tired. And we've been lied to. Big corporations lie to us about their breakfast cereal being healthy. Or the gym saying, you have to work out longer and then drink Gatorade. Or the doctor saying, please take this prescription for hypertension. Well, I can fix hypertension in 2 weeks. Disappeared. Anxiety, depression, psoriasis, type 2 diabetes. We've had cancer tumors become smaller. Doctors come off their eye prescription. So all of these conditions are really reversible. But we have to understand that we created it ourselves through our lifestyle and environment.
And it's no surprise that people get demotivated because they try some things and then it doesn't work, and they try other things and they go on medications and they spend on doctors and still nothing really works. So
I love that you said that, because what we do is I always tell them, I said, thank God we met, because now you know the right way. Don't worry about the mistakes in the past. So we were big on gratitude and positivity. because the mistake you made helped make you the person you are. So I've made all the mistakes, but and it took me until I was 45 before I started to really improve myself. Mm. And I still make mistakes today, but I learn faster from those. So I think people just need to, you know, keep trying, you know, and maybe, yeah, engage a coach, but you really need the right one. Mm. Because again, what happens, what I save people is time. You know, 'cause if you're wasting time in a gym, you can never get that back. We save money because I don't sell supplements. I don't sell medicines. You get off those. You can do it naturally. So yeah, it's I love my job. And if somebody's out there who's got some form of illness, it's really your body knows what to do. And there is a natural way. So yeah.
Wow. And with the, so you do have corporate clients and you would dive into a team. Yep. What are some successes you've had? Yep. And have you had any failures?
Oh, of course, yeah. Example is on the outsourcing, TaskUs. I think there's maybe 7,000 employee company here in the Philippines. I went in, educated their managers, and some of them have lost 30 pounds in 2 months. But it's not really about weight, because they gained mental clarity. Mm. They gained energy. They sleep better. Their child is now smarter. So again, it's not just you, it's your team. It's about setting an example to your family. So yeah, I've had 600 employee company that lost 1,500 kilograms.
Wow.
One lady just who was sick always 2 days a month due to her monthly cycle. Mm. Now she's never sick, and she's actually saving herself 1 million pesos in her lifetime, or I guess maybe $30,000,
yeah,
because she doesn't need the medication she was on before. So it really works. And I think the beautiful part, what you said then, is if it's a team, well, you grow and you help each other as a team.
Mm.
So it's really, that's really a beautiful way.
And especially here, because they're very community-based.
Ah, oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
And people, they try to, it's really, there's sometimes it's crab mentality, but most of the time it's building each other up. So I have groups of four families that go prime together, and we do common, treat it as a company, and they thrive. Mm. So yeah, it's really a lot of success stories. Companies, pharmaceutical, I've got doctors, nurses, but even in Australia, Norway, Denmark, Singapore, Hong Kong, it works, because it's the basic principles. You know, like you and I know, it's really not rocket science. It's trying to learn, not do the wrong thing, but do more of the right thing.
Fantastic. And if people do want to see some of your successes and follow what you're doing, how do they get
sure.
in touch?
Well, I have my blog is www.primedforyourlife.com, and I have maybe 100 plus success stories there, but I actually can't keep up with writing them all, because there's thousands, and I'm very proud of that. And again, it doesn't matter about somebody else's success. It's your success.
Mm.
So just make a change. Because if you're not healthy now, or you want to be more healthy, well, you have to change. Mm. You have to do something different. So that's where a coach or somebody can help you and guide you, give you a different idea. Because like you said before, I have clients who are 280 pounds, and she just told me on Saturday that she's lost 32 pounds in 2 months. But equally, I've got the professional athletes. I've got the business owners who are very successful and they're healthy, but they elevated their game. And then they helped their staff. And that ultimately, I believe, is where true happiness comes from.
Mm.
Help yourself, then you must help other people.
Pay it back.
Pay it back, yeah. Send the elevator back down.
Hope you enjoyed that. Really interesting conversation with Chad Davis about changing the outsourcing workplace and bettering the health of the Filipinos. If you want to get in touch with Chad or want any of the show notes, please go to outsourceaccelerator.com/74. And if you want to ask us anything, please do so at ask@outsourceaccelerator.com.